So it's that part of the week where we take a look at what's happening in football the other side of the Atlantic. MLS Monday is back, as always, rejoined by Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome to the show.
Hiya, Andy. How are you doing this week?
Yeah, very good. What about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Autumn is here, so a little bit of a chill in the air where I'm at.
Absolutely, I could agree with that. Now, looking at the weekend's action for the actual league itself, something of a quieter week because of the international break.
Yeah, a very quiet week in MLS action. We always talk about every week, all the great action that's happening in North America. But this week, only one league fixture took place, and that was really due to a bit of a rescheduling from earlier in the season, as the international break. MLS doesn't always recognize the international break, but this week they did, and a lot of teams getting a little bit of rest ahead of the playoff push.
But yeah, the one game that did take place was Montreal against Toronto, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and it was a 1-0 victory for Montreal. They keep chugging along. They now continue to hold on to that sixth place. A beautiful, beautiful free kick from Didier Drogba in this game, 35-yard free kick. I recommend everyone get out there and check that out. And that's now 9 goals in 9 games from Didier Drogba, who has really, really helped this Montreal team push on. And without Didier Drogba now coming over in the middle of summer, I really don't see Montreal having this this push and really being one of the dark horses going forward in the MLS Cup.
Now, of course, Toronto, a player that's huge for them is Sebastian Giovinco. He not available because he was on international duty.
Yes, he was on international duty. He played, I believe it was 11 minutes for Italy during their 3-1 victory against Azerbaijan over the weekend. I didn't really get into the mix too much, but he has been, I guess, a favorite of Antonio Conte, the Azzurri manager. So, he gets in there for the last bit of time. And, I'd love to see him get a little bit more playing time when it really matters early in the game. But we'll see what happens, in the coming months.
Also, there's been Andre Pirlo of New York City FC. He's been involved in the Italy squad. There's Christian Nemeth, MLS player, who's been with Hungary as well. Any other sort of international outstanding players in Europe, certainly, for MLS in action this weekend?
Well, I wouldn't really say too many really caught the eye this weekend. You mentioned Christian Nemeth. He's a Sporting Kansas City player. He had a brace over the weekend against Greece. Unfortunately, Hungary fell 4-3 in their Euro 2016 qualifier. So not a lot of MLS players getting a lot of action in Europe this weekend, but the U.S. national team did have a game against Mexico over the weekend. They fell 3-2 in Pasadena, California, in front of a very, very heavy Mexico-supporting crowd in that one.
Yeah, I was actually going to flag up the attendance for that game. And I know, as you say, there was a lot of Mexico fans there, but 93,723 was the official attendance for the Rose Bowl, which, when you think about it, actually, that is quite mind-blowing. Football attendances worldwide, that is up there with the biggest.
Absolutely, Andy, absolutely. The Rose Bowl, some might remember that was the stadium for the final, the 1994 World Cup. And still around that stadium, used every once in a while, and especially when Mexico comes into the U.S. to play. Basically, their eternal rivals, the USA. And again, like I said, though, a lot of those fans there to support Mexico, a lot coming up from south of the border, as well as a lot of the Mexican people who live now in the USA, as well as Americans with Mexican heritage. So there is a lot of support for Mexico, especially near those border towns, border cities, when the USA plays the Mexico.
And it was a 3-2 win for Mexico. So again, I imagine a lot of noise in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, a lot of noise. And interesting, Jurgen Klinsmann under a bit of pressure right now with USA. It seems to come and go for Jurgen Klinsmann. A lot of people wanted him in back when he took over the job. I think it was in 2011. He took over for Bob Bradley, who we talked about last week. And just a lot of people not happy with the fact that they don't feel the U.S. has really pushed on under Klinsmann. And he ended up fielding in this game quite a few MLS players in his starting 11, 8 MLS players, and a few players from here in the U.K., Jeff Cameron, who ended up scoring, as well as Aston Villa goalkeeper Brad Guzan was in the game. But a lot of people not happy with the way that things have come or the way that things have gone in the U.S. national team this year.
Now, do you know, it's interesting that you say about Jurgen Klinsmann, because you and I, as again you've mentioned about Bob Bradley as well, you and I, last week, we had a chat on MLS Monday about the possibility of an American coach coming to coach in the UK. The person I had in mind was Bruce Arena. I think at the back of my mind, Bob Bradley was probably there as well. I then saw later in the week, Jurgen Klinsmann won bookies. I can't remember if it was the Liverpool or the Sunderland job, but one of them suddenly said he might get that. The odds were very long, so it was obviously a real long shot with that. Then Bob Bradley, he suddenly appears. He's managing Stabæk, I think, in Norway at the moment. He then suddenly appears as a possible for the Sunderland job. So do we think people were listening to MLS Monday last week and suddenly thought, you know what, we'll throw a few American coaches in the mix and see what happens?
Well, I'd love to think that a lot of people are listening to us and then writing about some of the things that we talk about. But, you know, it would be quite a big coup for American soccer if we could get a coach, if America could get a coach here in the UK, well, even in Germany, in the Bundesliga, or another one of the big leagues around the world. I think we talked about it last week with there's maybe a bit of a stigma on American coaches. You know, there's a stigma on American players, but can an American coach really step up to the big leagues, if you will? Right now we're seeing Bob Bradley. He's coaching in Norway with Stabæk. He's been there since 2014, and he's done pretty well. Pretty well there. And I looked at Bob Bradley's win percentage as coach of the U.S. national team, and it was about a 53% win percentage, and it's actually only 3 percentage points below Jurgen Klinsmann. So not a whole lot different between Klinsmann and Bob Bradley at the head of the U.S. men's national team. And it looks like Bradley won a few more trophies in his time while he was there with the U.S. men's national team, especially the 2007 CONCACAF Gold Cup. And some might also remember the USA in 2009 finishing second in the FIFA Confederations Cup, just behind, I believe it was Spain that year.
Yeah, and Bob Bradley, of course, been Egypt coach as well. It would be interesting to see a US coach in English or major European league football. That would be an interesting one. Just actually, speaking of coaches, just before we wrap up MLS Monday for the week, in Major League Soccer, trades of players, quite standard for those who are in the sort of main bulk of squads. However, there seems to be this rumour of almost a bit of a coach trade going on at the moment.
Yeah, it does, and it's, it involves Seattle Sounders' Ziggy Schmid and New York FC's Jason Kreis. Now, many will know that we've talked about New York City FC quite a lot this season, and it was their, or it is their first season in MLS, and Jason Kreis, and it looks like New York City FC are going to just miss out on the playoffs this season, while Seattle are chugging along. Now, Ziggy Schmid, with quite a lineage in MLS, he's had quite a lot of success within the league, five U.S. Open Cup victories, as well as 2 MLS Cups to his name. 4 of those U.S. Open Cups actually have come with Seattle Sounders since they joined the league in 2009. And Ziggy Schmid is one of those highly respected coaches in the league, and I think the reason for this trade, if it comes off, or a trade, if you will, or this this hiring, would be that New York City is just looking for that experienced coach, maybe the older head, to navigate their ship. They are one of the oldest teams, if not the oldest team, in MLS in terms of age, and they have a lot of those big-name players. So I think the reasoning behind this would be to bring in that that experienced coach who can steady the ship there. Meanwhile, Jason Kreis, he has a lot of experience with current Seattle GM or general manager Gareth Lagerwey. So they're looking to maybe bring him back over to the West Coast and get those two minds back together to build something fresh in Seattle, because even though Seattle has won 4 U.S. Open Cups, they've always seemed to hiccup at the last moment there with the MLS Cup, which is the trophy that really counts in the league. And I think Seattle is just going to maybe it is about time for them to go in a different direction than maybe Ziggy Schmid, and maybe it's his turn to get one of the big clubs, if you will, in one of the bigger cities.